From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Nuclear terrorism is the number one threat to the security of the United States. That's been the consensus of many experts, both inside and outside the government, for some time. Today, a panel convened by former members of the bipartisan 9/11 Commission stressed that the threat is urgent. But they said that the U.S. is doing far too little to secure weapon stockpiles or to coordinate intelligence or to prepare for what the panel called an almost inevitable attack. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has the story.
Sam Nunn is one of the country's most respected authorities on nuclear proliferation. The former senator from Georgia now runs the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Today he warned that the current U.S. response to nuclear threats is perilously inadequate, about a 3 on a scale of 10, this despite the gravity of the situation.
A terrorist nuclear attack on one of our cities could kill hundreds of thousands of people. It could shatter our economy, erode our civil liberties, give blackmail power to the terrorist group that carried out the attack, and would also give what I call disruptive threat power to other groups or individuals who have no nuclear weapons, but who do have destructive intent.
In other words, groups all over the globe calling in threats that they were about to blow up another city and the mass hysteria that would ensue. Nunn laid out a number of scenarios, ranging from the attack on a big city to the prospect of a sharp increase in the number of nuclear states, with other nations following the example of North Korea and Iran. Nunn lamented that the second scenario is getting a lot easier to imagine, and the result, he said, could be dramatically increased opportunities for terrorists to gain nuclear material.
From my perspective, the terrorists are racing, and we are somewhere between a walk and a crawl, depending on the day of the week.
One problem, according to panel member Leonard Spector of the Monterey Institute of International Studies, is the sheer amount of nuclear material now circulating in the world.
If you're in a hole, you stop digging. If we're in a situation where there's too much fissile material, we ought to stop producing it. Now, in this country, we have. But in Russia, fissile material continues to be produced. And what's especially troubling is that Japan is about to start on a major new plutonium facility. So again, world stocks of this material are likely to be growing at a time when everyone in this audience, certainly, and everyone watching, I hope, appreciates the need to reduce these materials and making them easier to secure.
Another problem, according to Ashton Carter, is that Congress and the Bush administration have been quick to make promises about preventing the spread of weapons of mass destruction, but they've been slow to follow through.
America, my judgment, is as asleep at the WMD switch now as it was at the terrorism switch before 9/11.
Carter was a senior Pentagon official during the Clinton administration. He's now at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Today, he was asked about efforts to establish a counterproliferation center along the lines of the new National Counterterrorism Center. That's an idea advanced by both the 9/11 Commission and the President's own Intelligence Commission. Carter says he's heard some rumblings, but not much concrete progress.
So I think we have a war on terrorism. We don't have a war yet on weapons of mass destruction. It'll be, I think, unforgivable if the overhaul of our counterproliferation efforts have to wait until after a WMD catastrophe.
The Bush administration has, in fact, put forward a number of initiatives to counter nuclear terrorism. This past February, for example, President Bush signed a deal to help secure Russian nuclear material. But the experts on today's bipartisan panel say it's not enough. Tim Romer, the former 9/11 commissioner who chaired the discussion, says the challenge is stark and that far more must be done to prevent the possibility of a nuclear 9/11. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.